Yevamim fi Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yevamim Bavli, Daf Yud Tes. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Amid Beis, on the top line, At Omar. At Omar, Ma Da Amar Rishimun Al Risho, Ma Amar Rishimun Bebalath Ma'amah. The Gemara asks that you said that Rishimun refers to the Risho. What does Rishimun say about the Bebalath Ma'amah? Rishimun Ador, Rishimun Oimer, Bi'osa V'chalitzosa, Shal Achas Mehem Poiteris Sorosa, The answer is we learn from the following braisa. Rav Shimon says, if Pliny gave a ma'ama and then a brother was born and Pliny died, relations or chalitza of one of them means Pliny's other wife exempts her tzora, the balas ma'ama. If he did chalitza to the balas ma'ama, also the other needs chalitza. Ad ama v'yesa o'i chalitzosa shel achav mehen priteres tzorasa manashach. You say that the relations of chalitza of one of them, Pliny's other wife, exempts her sarah, but no matter what we will say, balas ma'amam is exempt. Kana ma'ama shteihim nosher niftara b'chalitzas chaverta. If ma'ama is acquired, both of them are Pliny's wives, she's exempt through chalitza of her sarah. Leikana ma'ama ino eshena sich chalitza. If ma'ama did not acquire, the first does not need chalitza because she's eches ochiv shaloi hoya or ilomai. V'im cholat z'balas ma'ama af ha'shniya tzicha chalitza shemalei kona ma'ama v'loi nago bo chalitza v'yibim. If he did chalitza to the balas ma'ama, also the second needs chalitza. Perhaps ma'ama did not acquire and chalitza or yibim did not apply to the first. She was eches ochiv shaloi hoya bo ilomai, so it wasn't chalitza. Shema kona ma'ama v'niftara b'chalitza chaverta. Perhaps ma'ama acquired and she was exempted through chalitza of her tzora. Mana from Ben Yehoin, what's the difference between them? Also, Rabbanon say that the second has chalitza. Cholas Rishona of Bala Shnia, Adatan de Rabbanon, B'yeth Erva. Adatan de Bshimon, Eina, B'yeth Erva. The answer is they argue about if he did chalitza to the first and had relations with the second. According to Rabbanon, this is B'yeth Erva. He had relations with an Erva. She is partially Tzoras Eishes Ocher Shilei Hoya Ba'ilomai. According to Bishimon, it's not a relationship of Erva. If Mama did not acquire, it's proper Yibim. If Mama acquired, this is relations after Chalitza of a Tzorah, which Jokish holds that it's only a love. And even those who say that there's Kois, it's not Vada Kois, because perhaps Mama did not acquire. Ba'al Rishona Uva Alashnia, Adazan de Rabbonon, HaRishona B'yeth Erva, HaShniya Sicha Get V'Chalitza. Second answer is they argue about if he had relations with the first and had relations with the second. According to Rabbanon, the first is a relationship of Erva, Eishes Achiv Shalei Hoya Ba'ilomei. The second needs a Get and Chalitza, it was a Pasul Yibim. And that's Reb Shimon, Shtehin Sicha Get, HaRishona Sicha Get Shema Kana Mama, HaShniya Sicha Get Shema Kana Yibim, Shema Kana Mama, Nifteres Shusei Mechalitza B'Bias Chaverta. According to Rabbi Shimon, both of them need a get. The first needs a get because perhaps Mama acquired and it was proper Yibim. The second needs a get because perhaps Yibim acquired means if the Mama did not acquire, so only the second fell to Yibim. She doesn't need Chalitza if the Yibim was proper. And even if the Mama acquired, relations of the first was proper Yibim, so she was exempted from Chalitza through the relations of the first. Zohar b'shem Rabbi Sheshes, Tani, Taman, Dibre, Rabbi Shimon, Shtehen, Asureis. Zohar, quoting Rabbi Sheshes, said that it was taught there that Rabbi Shimon says, if Pliny gave a mama and then a brother was born and Pliny died, both of them, also Pliny's other wife, are forbidden. Vakasha, Kana mama, Shtehen, Mutareis. Well, the question is, if mama acquired, both of them are permitted. Vakana mama, Ela Zika, Vakasha. And if mama did not acquire, and there's only Zika, also this is difficult. Kana Zika Shtehem Mutaris. If Zika acquired, as he did Yibim, both of them are permitted. Like Kana Zika Rishona Asura Vashniya Mutaris. And if Zika did not acquire, the first is forbidden because Eishes Achiv Shalei Hoya Ba'ilomei, and the second is permitted, she alone fell to Yibim from Pliny. Shema Zikas Rabbi Shimon, Ma'amah D'Rabbanan, Kamad Rabbanan, Amru Hamama Kana Mashaya, Kain Amazika Kaina Amcheris. And says perhaps Zika according to Rav Shimon is like Mama according to Rabbanon, just like Rabbanon says that it acquires partially and leaves over, so Zika acquires and leaves over. Gasha Sad שהקוינה זיקה כנגדוי, שזה היתה בצער. צד של היקונה זיקה כנגדוי, היתה בצער. The question is the part that Zika acquires correspondingly is permitted in the Tzara, to that extent she's the Tzara of a permitted wife, Eshes Achiv Shahaya Bailamai. The part that Zika does not acquire correspondingly is permitted in the Tzara, to that extent she alone fell to Yibam for Plainly. Why is the Tzara forbidden? Amma, she says, Rabbi Shammai, Rechi Imanashach Marayas. Rabbi Shammai answer, what do we say? Mimanashach. Either way, you say it in Arayas, or we don't. Makadoin, what's the reason? Heza Amma, Rabbi Acha, Bashem, Rabbi Bun, Rachia, Kalivama, Shein, Kula, Lifnim, Sad, Akonai, Shabar, Nidoin, Shem, Erva, Ve'erva, Priteres, Sorasa. The answer is, it's like Rabbi Acha taught in the name of Rabbi Bun, Rachia. Any Yavama who is not totally inside means permitted to do Yibam. The part of her that is acquired is judged like Erva, and Erva exempts her Tzara.